5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, welcome to 5 minutes. You are with Rawit Hanutsaha. Yesterday, I did a ton of walking. My tracker said I walked more than 30,000 steps. I mean, I walked a lot. And yesterday was a beautiful day, so I feel like the city will be bright because people will come and sit in the coffee shop. I was walking. There were a lot of people. It's fun. Now, while I was walking, I sat down and thought that we were here to visit. We seldom get annoyed by anything. To clarify, we usually remain quite unperturbed. Well, perhaps it's due to our partial travel, but this could be the reason. Not coming to visit. This time I came to work, but when coming to different countries, we will be more forgiving of situations. We commonly encounter small things that may cause us slight irritation. These could include encountering some individuals who frustrate us. However, when we are in travel mode, this irritation is alleviated as our focus shifts from our current location to the anticipation of a change in address. In our daily routines, lead a regular working life, but when we are on the road, we can loosen up and embrace a more carefree attitude. I pondered, can this mindset be applied to our household? Can we adopt a more traveler's way of thinking? It largely hinges on our perspective and the specific circumstances we encounter. We will remain inquisitive with an innate desire to explore and be more forgiving in our interactions. It's like it ends the day faster too. The word end of the day is I always say that when I go somewhere other than the office, normal working hours include meetings. But when the day is over, it's like we're really done. We walked out of the room. The day it was cut down and we enjoy, but when I'm actually at the office, it's not like that. When working from home, there will be an abundance of distractions. This is due to our different mindset compared to when we are traveling. The environment plays a major role.
Personally, I like the mindset when traveling more because
it's a mindset that doesn't have any burden, doesn't have a lot of stuff, doesn't have a mask. It's more comfortable. When we're in Bangkok, it should be that way. In Bangkok, we often get irritated easily, but when it comes like this, we will change. When we encounter problems while traveling, most of the time it's a matter of feeling that it's fun, learned well. Even though I'm annoyed sometimes, it won't be long. It will pass. We will feel happy.
How do we do that in our daily life? Can you stay at home? I think it's a good idea too. Let's try tossing out ideas here, because I feel that when we're curious and be more forgiving of the surrounding situations,
the ones who reap the benefits are solely us, with no one else in the equation. It would be wise for us to engage in more endeavors of a similar nature.
I will try to get into this mindset as soon as I got back home. I'm going to act freely. Allow us to adopt a mindset to when we go on trips. Maybe if we start seeing the general situation of everyday life as more interesting, our lives while traveling would feel more exciting. This could be especially helpful for those who find themselves feeling bored. Because if it happens that,
if you still have to work, do you still?
Tomorrow I have to go to the office, so I have to go.
But we don't have to look at pictures of our office monotonously. Is it the same, or is there a new approach to looking at it? Actually, I think 90% of all problems. Our way of thinking is highly related to problem solving. Will it be 90% good or bad? So when we consider it, we can also experience days like this when we are at our residence, a day full of enthusiasm, amusement, and acquiring new knowledge. What should we search for? That relies on our perspective and how we perceive it.
Thank you for being a follower of 5 minutes. Thank you.
5 minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 minutes.